What's going on, everyone? Robert from Bridging to Geekdom's here. Now, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I was trying to get this particular podcast off the ground, I had so many questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all the other places people like to listen? And most of all, I was wondering, where do I find advertisers? Now, the answer to every one of those questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. I can attest to that. We recently switched over to Anchor, and since then I've noticed so much more ease with using it. You know, it's easier to upload. It's quicker to upload. There's more tools that I'm able to use with it. And whenever I've had any questions or needed help, their help desk has been quick to answer my questions. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. How's it going, everyone, and welcome back to the Remote Control Podcast, the only podcast that's ripped for both his and her pleasure.
I fucking hate you.
Honestly, no, this is the podcast where a couple of nerds geek out about movies, TV, video games, music, and more. With
that
me...
was so bad!
With me, as always, is the ever skinny of pee, Colton Bird.
Yo, I'm so disappointed I was part of that.
Oh fuck, hold on, nope, I gotta take the headset off for that one.
I'm all hot and bothered, guys.
So this week we're gonna cover some different things: TV, video games, and movies. TV, we're gonna talk about Big Mouth, Gotham, Halt and Catch Fire, The Gifted. Video games, we're gonna talk about the recently released Star Wars Battlefront 2 beta. By the time you're listening to this, it's probably ended. And then we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this.
The cock and balls, some would say.
Yeah, some would say the cock and balls. It's going to be the Justice League trailer. We're going to talk about that. Now, Colton has only watched it once because he's...
Colton broke the news to everybody really early. like 25 minutes before the trailer released, I did it.
Okay.
Sorry. Got super sidetracked over here.
Colton, did you get a chance to watch Big Mouth on Netflix?
No, but I've heard, like, even people at work are like, oh my god, this thing's great.
So, here's the thing. I last week I was stranded up at my mom's house, which is why we had our solo episodes last week.
The Han Solo episodes.
That was bad. You think my rib joke was bad? That was bad.
Your condom joke was awful.
For fuck's sake. Okay. Anyways, getting back into things. Big Mouth. So I watched it since I was stranded up in my mom's last week. I checked out Big Mouth. And the first episode, I mean, it right away starts with the raunchiness. It's raunchy. It's dirty. It's inappropriate to the max. It really is.
That's me, though.
I think you'll like it. Here's the thing, though. It gets old after a while. Actually, pretty quickly it gets old.
It's just like me.
It's 10 episodes, and by like the fourth or fifth episode...
You're like, stop with the dick jokes.
Not so much stop with the dick jokes. It was just like, all right, I'm over it. Like, yeah, it was funny for a little bit, and then it just got old really quick. Maybe because I was binging it. It's probably something better that you don't binge. You'll probably enjoy it more. But
yeah.
I literally binged the first 8 episodes last week, and then I finished it 2 days ago. So... at least that's the way I look at it. It's not a horrible show. I am looking forward to a second season because the story that because they do have a main storyline that goes through it. I'm interested to see where that goes.
Which it's pretty cool because most TV shows like that don't normally have a storyline.
Yeah, most cartoons don't have a main storyline or anything. But I'm interested to see where this goes. It's pretty interesting. So I do recommend checking it out. I will say it is not safe for little children to be around. A coworker of mine. I was telling her about it, and she was all excited about checking it out, and she turned it on with her 3-year-old nearby, and she
was telling me about
that. And she was like, yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea. And I was like, I told you it's inappropriate. She was like, I didn't think it was that inappropriate. No, when I say it's inappropriate, it's borderline, like...
like, not even teenagers should watch
it. Exactly. It's pretty bad. I mean, it's all cartoon,
But I mean, you that see cartoon, still doesn't stop it. You see cartoon, you know, genitals. You see, you know, they talk about it. You know, they have a talking vagina on this show.
Oh my god, that's worse than like South Park's Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, where they're just looking for the clitoris.
They just have a huge clitoris in the movie. Yeah. But okay, yeah. So Big Mouth, I recommend it. I wouldn't say try and binge it because I don't think you'd be able to get through it if you're anything like me. Because I'm all for inappropriate jokes. I think they're funny. But it just kind of got out of hand a little bit, or just a little, you know.
It's all fun and games until someone gets flaccid.
So, what the fuck? So, Gotham.
You, inappropriate joke. 2.
So, Gotham, we're up to, what, episode 3 now in the season. I tell you what, this show is, this season is the best season so far that we've had for Gotham. I'm loving it right now. I just wish the ratings would show that it's as good as it is actually. It actually is right now. The ratings are dropping. I think it's partially because they moved it to Thursdays. I don't know why they moved it to Thursdays. Maybe they thought that if they can get away from the CW shows, because there's no CW show on Thursday anymore, that they would be able to get away with that. Yeah,
they'd be like, we can monopolize.
Exactly, but I think it's just people are dropping off from watching it. And I understand the last couple seasons weren't great. Last season was pretty tough to watch at times. This season is excellent, though, so I recommend, highly recommend jumping back into Gotham if you haven't gotten there. We got some interesting thing with Ra's al Ghul, Barbara Keene. There's some interesting stuff going on with her. Bruce's development in turning into the Dark Knight and turning into Batman, I think, is being handled awesomely. Like, it is, it's great. I love it. And then Gordon, the only problem I have with this season so far, again, we're only 3 episodes in, but they've kind of lost the dynamic of Gordon and Bullock's relationship. I thought that the first 3 seasons, the relationship of, you know, one, like, at first Bullock was kind of like the cop that was, you know, he kind of walked the edge a little bit and following the rules, and then he slightly turned in and now he's the captain. Since he became the captain, I think it's the relationship between him and Gordon have changed a little bit, and I don't like that because I really like Bullock's character a lot, and I just wish that relationship would get back on track. But either way, this season has been excellent so far. So
how many episodes are going to be in the season?
What is it? Is it like 20 episodes a season or something like that? So,
is it?
Yeah.
Well, we got they got time. They got time.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm not. It kind of started last year, that relationship falling apart, but that was kind of story driven. I figured this season, since the story was back on track, that it would be back to normal. But it's not. But I'm not mad. Watch the season. All right, watch it. Just watch it, Colton.
I'm trying, man. Just I only it. Got 24 hours in a day.
Well,
and you know, I sleep 4 of them. I'm sorry.
Halt and Catch Fire. This isn't, look, I talk about this show all the time. This show is phenomenal. I know that it's on its final season. It's the 4th season, final season. We got one episode, one 2-hour episode left, and it's done. And it just hurts. It hurts that this show is going to be over, because this is probably the most underrated show on television.
So you're saying it's not ripped for your pleasure?
No, it's ripped for everybody's pleasure. Oh. It is so good. Lee Pace, who is one of the main characters, I don't know how he's not a bigger actor. Like, he did play Ronan on Guardians of the Galaxy. He was the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy. So he played Ronan there. He was in Lord of the Rings as well. But he always plays these smaller roles, and it's just like, he's such a good actor. I don't know why he doesn't do more. And this show just really, like, shows his skill. So that's Halt and Catch Fire. Like I said, I'm upset that it's ending next week. Final episode of the series. Kind of sucks. The last 2 weeks have been, man, this show. So, spoiler alert, there's a character that died 2 weeks ago. This past week was all about going into that person's house and just boxing up and moving everything out of the house. That's an entire hour and 20-minute episode dedicated to that. But there's no show that can make it as interesting as they made it.
Yeah, it was smacking you in the feels.
It was it was so in the feels. So in the feels, man. It sucked. So that's Halt and Catch Fire. And then The Gifted. Holy crap. The Gifted premiered last week. That's the new X-Men series on Fox. Holy crap, man. Like, holy crap, was that good. Like, I don't know what it is with Fox and the X-Men series, how they're able to just do so well with their TV shows. Like, Legion last year, phenomenal. The Gifted, like, yeah, it's only one episode, but holy crap, was it good.
Isn't Legion coming out season 2 soon?
I don't know when. I hope it is. I don't know when it is, though.
Back when we first started doing the podcast, like, you and Brian had, like, the biggest hard on for the show.
Yeah, and it ended, I think it was a half a season, so I think it'll probably start in January or February, if I remember correctly. I think that's cool. When it did. So it's like a mid-season premiere.
So around our one-year anniversary, we come full circle.
Yes, exactly.
Too bad the one, he who shall not be named, couldn't.
You already named him a little bit ago. But check out The Gifted if you're a fan of X-Men. Check out this show. Again, at this point, I don't even care about timelines and where things fit in the X-Men universe. It's all cool. It's all interesting. It's all good. As long as it's written well and acted well, it's
good
awesome.
Content. You don't care.
Exactly. And I tell you what, the cast they got, they did a phenomenal job in that first episode. Stephen Moyer, who was Bill Compton on True Blood, he plays the father of these two kids who, one of them knew that they had powers. The other one only discovers that he has powers whenever he's being bullied at a school dance. And the dad actually is like a lawyer or something like that. He works with the Sentinel program, which goes out and hunts and imprisons mutants.
That's cool.
So he has to now switch his allegiance because it's his family and help protect his family. And the whole first episode is basically them on the run. And it's so good. It is so good. And I highly recommend it. I can't wait to watch tonight's episode whenever I get a chance.
Yeah,
of course,
I was gonna say,
we've got a lot going on
tonight. You're not watching it tonight.
No, I mean, Supergirl starts tonight. So the CW-verse is now back tonight, starting with Supergirl tonight. Tomorrow's The Flash and Legends. And then I think Wednesday, or is it Thursday? Maybe Thursday's now Arrow. Maybe Gotham isn't about stuff. Either way. But this week we got the CW-verse. So I'm pumped about that.
You're taking it all over your chest, face, and neck.
Face, neck, and chest, sir. All right. So, you have any TV shows that you watched or interested in?
Oh, no. What was I watching? I've been watching a lot of Rick and Morty. I know you love that show.
Talk about it. I don't care. You can talk about it.
It's nothing. I'm just rewatching.
I gave it eight episodes. Eight episodes I gave it. And I laughed maybe once or twice.
It's not a very funny show. No, I don't think it's that funny. I don't know. I just watch it. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't get into it, unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not watching anything new. I've just been rewatching. I'm like halfway through season two.
Oh.
It's just because I did something that I shouldn't have done, and now I can watch stuff for free on my phone. Government, don't fucking find me. So it just happened to be on there, and I just watch it before I fall asleep, and whenever I fall asleep is whenever I quit watching.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a pulled up, so I'm not going to do it. But the next thing that I want to talk about is the Star Wars Battlefront 2 beta. I know you got to play a little bit of it. What did you think of it?
I like the Naboo. If you've seen any of the footage for it at all, it's basically that was the beta.
Yeah.
The Naboo I liked. I was a very big fan because it seemed like it was sectional. Like, oh, hey, you could stop the, MMT?
MTT, yeah.
MTT, whatever. Mass Troop Transport. That makes sense. Before it even gets to the palace and you win, or, like, it gets to the palace, you blow it up, but you still kind of have to defend it.
Yeah.
But you also got to take the palace.
Yeah.
I like that. Maz Kanata's place, I can't pronounce
Takodana. It. Takodana.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that. I like the map. I think the game... the game type, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I mean, I played all three because you have three different maps that you can technically play. You got Takodana for Strike, you have Naboo for which is at the City of Theed for Galactic Assault, and then you have a Starfighter Assault or something like that, and I don't remember what that map is called.
I didn't play
but
that
it's
one.
An Imperial shipyard is essentially what it is.
You told me, Colton, don't play that, so I went.
Yeah,
play that.
I mean, if you like flying space, spaceships, starships, stuff like that, give it a shot.
No.
It's not bad. It was just, it actually made me motion sickness. Like, I got motion sickness from playing it. So,
Were you in first person? Jesus Christ.
No, I was.
Were you in first person?
Third person to fly? Third person to fly, yeah. It's tough. The flying controls are pretty tough. I think they're tougher than they were in the first one. Mm. I don't know. I haven't played the first one in a while, at least. Flying, so,
I try to stay out of planes.
Yeah, I've even whenever I play Battlefield, I stay out of the planes because Battlefield, like, I'm all about just being boots on the ground and going that way. But here's the thing. I wrote up a review on the website and basically just talking about the Battlefield 2 beta. And I'm getting some interesting reactions from people who have actually read the review, or even if they didn't read the review, they automatically see. And yeah, I mean, they basically just tell me go fuck yourself, because it's like, hey, it's a beta, so you should know that it's not going to be the full game. And if you read my review, it's not, my complaints aren't with the fact that there's not things there. My complaint is what is there and what is going to be there in the official game.
Yeah.
You know, like my problem is one thing that they brought back from the original Battlefield game, or Battlefront games, I'm sorry, fraudulent slip, Battlefront games, is the point system and being able to play as a starship or as a hero or something like that. I don't like that with everything, like the starships and stuff like that. Because when you play on at the Battle of Naboo, you know, yeah, you start off either as a droid or as a clone. And then as you earn points, you can then get into a Naboo starfighter or a droid ship or something like that. I don't want to have to earn points to do that. If I want to jump in a ship, if it's available, I should be able to just grab it and jump in, just like the Battlefield games are, you know? And I don't want it to be an exact clone of Battlefield, but I think that you take away from the joy of having to, well, now I got to go earn points to be able to play, and that's just not fun to me.
It promotes better play, though.
Yes and no. I mean, I agree that it does.
Because you have to earn the points. It's not like, oh, I can buy the points. No, you have to go out there and kill stuff.
Yeah, I get that, but I think that... this game, and again, I know it's a beta, so it could be a little bit more expansive once the game comes out, but
hopefully
it's very minimal. Like, you know, you're a trooper or a droid, and all you have is one gun.
No,
you don't have a secondary gun.
That's
which
a
is
complaint
annoying.
With me.
I've never liked the whole star card things. I think that was stupid in the last one. I don't know why they brought it back for now.
But I do like how they're not like they were in the first one.
Yeah, they are better than they were
they
in the first
one. They are
better, but they're still not.
I'm not a huge fan of them either.
I personally think that it would be more fun that if whenever you start off a game, you can have a battle in the air right away.
Yeah.
You know, now you can't. Now whenever you spawn, you have to earn points. Like, yeah, you can have some ships that you have to earn
like
points.
But not like an actual
for.
Gunfight.
But have like on the Battle of Naboo, for instance, just have like one or two ships. Like have maybe a regular fighter and maybe a bomber or something like that that is available to you right away. And there's three per team, and when one dies, it becomes available for somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know.
Did you play the original OG Battlefront?
Yeah, but I haven't played in a long time. I played when it first came out.
So, do you remember the Plains of Naboo fight when you were like droids against Gungans?
Not really, no.
That's how it was. Like, there was an X-Wing, a Y-Wing, and maybe another X-Wing, and the other side, I can't remember. But anyway, that's how it was. Like, three were only allowed on the battlefield.
Yeah.
But after, like, one died, I think it was, like, a 15-second respawn for it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. But then, they, like, had, like, the, you know...
I mean, it's the battlefield way is what I'm asking for when it comes to the ships. And again, people are saying, oh, you don't want to have a clone of the game. I don't. I don't want to have a clone of Battlefield. I love Battlefield for what it is. I don't want it to be the same. But there's reasons why that game is so successful. You know, there's reasons that they've been utilizing the same type of things, the same mechanics for the past 15, 20 years.
Yeah, because it works.
Because it works. And, you know, you see Call of Duty right now. Yeah, things were working for them for so long. And then they tried too many different things, and it just...
Yeah,
they had to go back. That's what they're doing with World War II. They're going back to their
roots.
But
that's not even working. That's not going to be for long.
Yeah,
next year's going to be modern.
Really? Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying that going back to World War II is what's going to change. I'm saying they're going back to the mechanics of the game working.
Yeah, they're
it's
going
not
back
so much
to what
the
worked.
Setting. You know, and that's the thing with Battlefront, where, you know, you're being made by EA DICE, who creates Battlefield. Why not utilize some of those same mechanics for Star Wars? Because I guarantee there's a lot of Star Wars fans who don't want to play Battlefield because it's not Star Wars.
Yeah.
But if you make it like Star Wars, then people will buy it. That's just me. Like, I think there's a lot of things in this game that I really like. I think it looks amazing.
It's graphically it looks. I would love to play it on a 4K TV.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, I don't have, you know, nowhere near the money for it, but...
But I think it's a beautiful game. I think a lot of the... things with it that are issues are easily fixed. They just need to fix it. I know one of your complaints was you have to press and hold the B button to crouch.
Yeah, instead of just
pressing, tapping it and then crouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a small thing that they could fix. Maybe, hopefully, they fix it.
It may even be fixed. It might just be in the settings. I did was mess with your sensitivity and inverted controls. I didn't really look for anything.
And no, Colton does not use inverted controls. That's me that uses them before you start yelling at Colton.
Yeah, no. Bob's weird.
I'm weird. I don't know. I feel that the game... It's
better than the first one.
It's better than the first one. I'm not sold on buying it yet. I really want to play the story. I really, really want to play the main story because it's canon. But I don't know if I'm going to buy it at this point.
Well, since we have this whole setup in front of me here, maybe we'll do a let's play of it.
All right, we'll do that.
Maybe. I got to hook up my Elgato and everything, but you know.
but definitely check out my review. I put it on theremotecontrol.com. The link will be down below. You can check it out because I think it's something that everybody should read if you haven't played the game. Check out what I say. Again, a lot of people are freaking out. Oh, it's a beta. But my complaints that I put in there are not
about the beta.
It's about the game itself and how it's being run and handled and things that we are going to see at the initial release of this game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not complaining.
Potential
that,
problems.
I'm not sitting there saying, oh, there's not enough, you know, characters. No, I know it's a beta. You're only going to get to play a few characters. There's not enough maps. Yes, I know it's a beta. You're not going to have a bunch of maps or game types.
See, my thing is everybody's going to complain about not having enough characters on release day because they hear the, well, you know, Rey's, episode 8 Rey's confirmed and you got, you know, Jyn Erso's confirmed and all this other stuff. And it's going to be like, yeah, they're DLCs.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting them for free.
Eventually, you're going to get them for free, exactly. So whether it's at launch or 4 months, 5 months, 6 months down the line, you're going to get them.
Yeah, you're going to get them. Just do with what you have. Play the game.
You deal with what you have.
I've been doing it my whole life. When it's an innie and not an outie.
Hey, do me a favor. We should have queued this up. Thinking on the fly here. Pull up the Justice League trailer and play it on your laptop.
You're a Justice League trailer.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I hope you all got a chance to check out the Star Wars Battlefront 2 beta, though. Because
it was fun.
It is worth checking out, or was worth checking out. Again, there's some issues I have with it, but I...
Do you want me to play it? Not to cut you off.
Hold on one sec. what, the beta?
Yeah.
No, you have the trailer there?
Yeah.
Well, just wait. I'm finishing up the Star Wars.
Don't fucking yell at me.
Oh, fuck you.
Whoa, okay. I'm still not calling you dad.
That's all right.
Hey... gonna break the fourth wall here. Mom, I don't know if you've made it this far because we've said quite a few jokes that were inappropriate. did I ever tell you that story about why Bob, I'm not calling Bob dad? Just comment, message me, you know. I want to know because that's a funny story. Bob's face is all red.
Oh, ridiculous.
But anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, definitely read that review. Let us know what you thought of the beta. If you did play it, let us know what you thought of the beta in the comments below or anywhere that you can.
It was a fun beta. Yeah. I'll close out on that. It was fun.
All right. So the next big thing that I'm going to... Oh, actually, not the next big thing. One thing before we get to that, Colton.
Oh, God damn it.
Is Blade Runner 2049. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet.
No, but I've heard it's good.
I've heard that it is phenomenal. I heard it is an amazing movie, but it's struggling in the box office.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I've heard that it's not making money at all.
Why do you think it's struggling?
I don't know.
You think it's timing?
I mean, maybe.
Do you think it's just that specific sci-fi genre...
is like, probably dead.
Not dead, but it just isn't as interesting. Because even the first Blade Runner didn't do well when it came out. And the first Blade Runner, I mean, it's not often you find people that you're like, hey, did you ever see Blade Runner? Yeah, the movie's awesome. It's not often that you find that.
It's one of those diamond in the rough things.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's a kind of a mixture of things. I think, one... The marketing, while the marketing was good for the movie, I don't think they marketed it enough. And I think that the timing of the movie is weird of when they put it out. Like, why at the beginning of October? You know, like, that to me is just kind of weird. Like, I haven't seen it, but by all accounts, I'm hearing it's a phenomenal film.
The three people that have seen it, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't release it earlier in the year or even... later in the year during like the November December months of you know movies. So I know that they would have gone up against the war Justice League or Star Wars, but again I think it's just
would have probably made more.
It's a weird time right now, I think, for it to come out. So I think that's partially why it got hurt. I know a lot of people And I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, so I'm sorry, but a lot of people are saying that it does set it up for a sequel for this, but they're afraid that it may not happen because of how poorly it's doing in the box office right now.
So I haven't seen it. I'm going to cross into spoiler territory here. Like all the rest of Harrison Ford's remakes, does he die in this one?
I don't know. I honestly, I couldn't tell you. I've stayed away from spoilers with it because I do want to see it. So
I want to watch the first one.
I mean, struggle through as of right one. Now, domestically for Blade Runner 2049, it looks like for the weekend it's made $32 million, which
is awful.
It's not awful. I mean, it's good, but I don't think it's where they wanted it to be. I mean, you figure the first weekend for a movie that's a sequel to a beloved sci-fi movie by, you know, a handful of people, I guess. But it is a beloved sci-fi film. You have the names of Ryan Gosling, Jared Leto, Harrison Ford, you know, and Robin Wright, and
you know, Han Solo versus the Joker versus
the guy from The Notebook,
the hopeless romantic.
But you would figure that you would probably see a $50-60 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's very rare, if ever, that a movie does more money the second weekend than it did the first weekend. Mm-hmm. So you figure it did $32 million this weekend. You're probably looking at a drop down to like $20 million to $25 million next weekend.
That's enough to pay Harrison Ford.
I just think that it's unfortunate that it's struggling like that. You know, I mean, with this, how many movies? Well, yes, this summer, and this could be another reason. This summer was bad with movies. We had a lot of duds. Well, we had some great movies this year. There were more duds.
Name one.
Name one great movie. Yes. Wonder Woman.
Name another one.
It.
Another one.
Logan.
That's not summer.
Okay, sorry. Spider-Man was good. I know Spider-Man's kind of divisive. I don't know if you've noticed that. I've actually noticed that Spider-Man Homecoming is kind of a divisive film. Like, there's a lot of people who love it.
It was a good film. There's a lot of people
who hate it. I thought it was really good. I'm not going to sit here and say it was great, but I thought it was really good.
It was probably the best betrayal of Spider-Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, next to Tobey Maguire.
But back on to Blade Runner. Blade Runner, though, I'm... It's unfortunate domestically it hasn't made as much as they were hoping.
Rest in spaghetti.
I'm definitely going to check it out rather than later.
We'll see you at the crossroads.
All right. So.
Oh, now I'm allowed to play
it? Now you're allowed to play it.
Oh, man. You sure you don't want to bring up another segment?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I got them all out of the way. Oh, shit. I muted the tab. God damn it, quit playing.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. This is what happens when you're the sound guy. Okay. 3, 2, here you go. Kino check, thank you.
And this is the right one? This is the 3-minute one?
Yes.
I'll take that as a yes.
What?
The ring.
The world remains in mourning after the death of Superman. Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
I had a dream. It was the end of the world.
Invasion.
I think it's something more. Something darker.
We're asking people we don't know to risk their lives.
A strong man is strong as alone. You ever heard that?
That's not a saying. That's the opposite of what the saying is. We are not enough. The world needs Superman. I made him a promise. This is why I brought you together. Ride ain't over yet.
My man.
As a bat signal, that's your... Oh, sorry. It's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's so cool.
Ah, cannot wait for that movie. I'm going to say this. Look, I did a reaction, or not a reaction, but a review of the trailer yesterday on YouTube. If you want
to... Sorry. It started to replay.
If you want to watch it, it's on our YouTube channel. But I tell you what, I think it's an excellent trailer. Not as good as the one that we got from San Diego Comic-Con, the Come Together trailer. Yeah.
Come Together trailer was really good.
Phenomenal.
But the music, because I was at work when this, you know.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really listen to it. The music.
Yeah, the music
was spot on.
For this, and I'm going to say the beginning of the trailer, when you see Clark out in the field, you know, or in the yeah, I guess it's a field there, and Lois comes up to him, and you hear the Man of Steel theme, Hans Zimmer's Man of Steel theme. Dude, it warmed my heart so much to hear that, because if you've heard this podcast or heard me talk about the DC Universe over the past 2 or 3 months, you know that my biggest worry of this movie is Danny Elfman doing the music for it. And I hope to God that this is a sign that they're going to continue that theme through this movie, because it is one of the best themes that we've gotten in a long time. And
do you think they're
going to use it?
Not to cut you off. Do you think they're going to keep the original Man of Steel theme? or since when Black Superman comes, I'm just going to call him that. They're going to give like a little like darker twist to it or something like that, or even a lighter
a remix. As Danny Elfman alluded to in an interview that he did and that I talked about, what was it, last week, as he alluded to a little bit, is that he plans on utilizing John Williams' original Superman theme in some way, which I think is a mistake.
Oh, damn.
look, I love the John Williams Superman theme. It's one of my favorite that John Williams has ever done. Mm-hmm. But my problem is, it was a different time, a different Superman, a different time, not just, you know, in movies, but in the world. It was a different time. We needed that Superman. We needed that theme at that time. We don't need a theme like that right now. The theme that we've had is done so well by Hans Zimmer, and it really brings hope, which is what they've been pushing for the last
that's been the core movies.
You know, hope, and it gives you that hope. It really makes you believe a man can fly, just like the Superman theme did by John Williams back in the late 70s. Hans Zimmer's theme did the same thing. And I know there's a lot of fans like, oh, I would love to see this, the original Superman theme. This is a different Superman. We don't want to hear, like, it's not going to fit.
It's just the same thing as Batman. Like,
yeah, why it's bring, not the same. Why Batman. Bring the Danny Elfman Batman theme into this? And I hope he doesn't. Like, if he brings that into this, I'm going to be like, I'm telling
you, it ruins the movie.
This is, you have no idea how worried I am about this movie because of the music. Prior to that, I was all on board with everything that happened with Zack Snyder needing to leave and Josh Whedon coming in and everything like that. I was on board. I was like, you know, I'm going to get through this. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Now I'm starting to struggle getting through this because of my worry with Danny Elfman. I'm sorry. I know that a lot of people like Danny Elfman. I'm not his biggest fan. I do like some of his things that he's done in the past. I just worry that he's going to take it in the wrong direction. And these last two trailers that we got, which would have probably had Danny Elfman involved in some way. I don't think, actually, the SDCC one was Junkie XL. He collaborated on making that Come Together cover. So this is the one that Danny Elfman would have been involved with making this trailer, if at all. And the only music that we actually got was, like, true score, was the Man of Steel theme. And I just hope to God that they continue that theme throughout. I just hope they do. Because if they don't, I'm going to be really upset. If they change everything up, if it sounds too Danny Elfman, it'll take me out and make me think of Tim Burton or, you know, even Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, because Danny Elfman's, his music almost all sounds the same. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can literally, you listen to 3 or 4 notes, and you're like, that's Danny Elfman. you know, immediately. And then you just start thinking of all of his different movies that he's done, whether it's Spider-Man, Batman, or what have you. You know, it all sounds the same. That's my worry there. But getting on to better things, talking about music still, like you said, the music, the song for that, the cover of David Bowie's Heroes, I thought was phenomenal for it.
It felt.
And a lot of, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, I think it felt out of place. It doesn't feel out of place. It's not as good as the Come Together cover and song used. But this trailer specifically was more about getting people to understand that it's not going to be dark and dreary, that we are going to have, there is hope. Again, we're pushing this hope. There's hope. There's going to be color. There's going to be smiling, which brings me to my next point. All you see, all of the characters smile at some point in this trailer. Yeah. You do. You literally see every single one smile.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, her smile at that one part. Oh, man.
I mean, it's not going to be Daisy Ridley smile, but yeah.
It's better.
You can get the fuck out of here.
I think it's great, though, utilizing that song, Heroes. It really promotes the message that that it's about them coming together as one to be stronger heroes. You know, that they all in their own right are successful and can do what they do, but they are stronger when they come together. And it's funny because it's even noticeable because at one point Aquaman goes, strong man alone is, or a strong man is strongest alone.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne's like, and again, here's the humor. That's not a saying. That's actually the complete opposite of what the saying is, you know? So you see what this movie is going to be doing. They're going to be separate in the beginning of the film. Mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne and Diana are going to have to bring them together. Some, like Ezra Miller's Flash, Barry Allen, he's going to be a little more excited to join the team.
Yeah, he's going to be essentially Peter Parker.
He's almost like the Spider-Man. Yeah, like, oh, I want to join. I'm going to join. And then you have Aquaman, who we've seen. He's a little more reluctant. Who is
a.k.a. badass motherfucker.
And we don't exactly know how Cyborg is going to react, but my guess is he's going to be a little reluctant also.
Yeah.
And then eventually we're going to get Superman, and my guess, as everybody else's guess is he's going to be a villain at first. He's going to be a bad guy. He's going to be somebody that they have to fight. They're going to something's going to happen there before he finally officially joins the Justice League. So I love the way they're doing this. The song works out perfectly, you know, for everybody becoming heroes together. I love that. Again, the humor and the light tone is very noticeable. Another interesting bit is the aesthetic of the film has changed quite a bit since that last trailer. I know a lot of things have been going up on Twitter, on Facebook, and everything like that, but you can actually see that comparison side by side of shots that, and look, I may be reading too much into this because I know when trailers are made, it's not a finished product. So things change after trailers come out. You know, we saw that with Star Wars last year, Rogue One. You know, we saw footage that we never saw in the movie. We even saw it with The Force Awakens.
Did we ever see the footage for Rogue One? Did it ever actually formally release?
No, that footage never came out that was in the trailers. So it's interesting, you know, it's understandable that things can change. However, it's ironic that these things change so drastically once Josh Whedon took over, because the aesthetics and the aesthetic feel, the color of the film with Zack Snyder at the helm when that SDCC trailer came out was very Snyder-esque. It was very dark, gloomy. Mm. He used that blue tint, that green or blue tint in the film to really like make it a little darker. Now we see it since Josh Whedon's taken over.
Use my words.
But since Josh Whedon has taken over, fuck, I almost did it again. You can see that it's red. It's like a blood red, or you know, green. Yeah. Since that, like a brighter colors, and whether that was just the process of the film being made and what they wanted to get to initially, or whether it was the change that Whedon made, taking over for Zack Snyder, we're never gonna know.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel, that aspect of it to me does not feel like a Zack Snyder film. I'm not saying it feels like a Josh Whedon film, but it doesn't feel like a Zack Snyder film in that regard. The film in whole, I'm sure, will feel like a Zack Snyder film, but there's certain aspects of it that are not Snyder, and that's I think one of them right there that they change. And again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not trying to say, oh, who's better, was Snyder or Whedon? They're both,
it was mine.
They're both great directors. I don't want to start that. And honestly, I could be way off here. It could just be, like I said, the progression of the movie being made, and that's what they were planning on getting to from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just when that trailer came out, they weren't there yet.
Yeah.
So either way, I just think it's interesting that it changed that drastically, and I think it's interesting. Another thing that I really, really love is there was no Superman.
Kind of.
No, there's no Superman. Okay.
Kind of.
That beginning scene with Lois and Clark is not Superman. That is Clark. That is Clark Kent. That is
who is Clark Kent?
Clark Kent?
Yeah.
Clark Kent is the alter ego of Superman.
Okay, so that's Superman.
But it's not Superman.
You just said it. You literally just fucking agreed with me.
It's the disguise of Superman, I should say.
God, I can't get comfortable over here.
It's refreshing that they haven't shown Superman in all of this marketing. Yeah, we've got a couple pictures of him and stuff like that, but we don't have...
We haven't seen him.
We haven't seen him in a trailer. And I hope they keep it that way. Don't show us in, because TV spots are going to be coming out like crazy in the next couple weeks. So we're going to start getting these TV spots, promoting the movie. Do not show Superman. I'm sure they're not going to, but I hope they don't, because we want something special in that movie. We want to go in not knowing what to expect with Superman. We know that he's going to come back. Yes, he died in Batman vs. Superman, but he's going to come back. We know that. If you're anybody, you know that he's going to come back. So he's going to come back, but don't show us. We want to know how he comes. We don't want to know how he comes back until we see the movie. You know, we don't want to know what's going on until we see the movie. Seeing all of these characters together is awesome, but it's not officially the Justice League, in my opinion, until Superman is there standing side by side by side by side by side with all of them. You know, that's important. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about it. You know, unlike Batman vs. Superman, which kind of prematured a little bit with their trailer. You know, they were just like, oh, here's Doomsday. And everybody's like, well, Doomsday. And it was cool and all. Yeah, they didn't give away the idea or the fact that Superman died in a movie. But if you're smart, you would have been able to put two and two together. Like, there's Doomsday. What happens when Superman fights Doomsday?
Yeah.
He dies. So
both of them, technically.
Yeah. So, they, like, people would have thought, or should have thought, like, hey, you know, that makes sense that, you know, if there's Doomsday, Superman will die. So they kind of gave away some things with that trailer. So I'm happy they haven't done it here. Smart marketing. The marketing for this movie, I think, has been phenomenal. Just like it was for Wonder Woman. They did a great job marketing Wonder Woman. I said it back then. I'll say it now. And they're continuing the smart marketing moves with Justice League. So excellent, excellent job there. What do you have to say about the trailer? I talked for 5-10 minutes about it.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed your talking. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you passed the torch over. I'd like to thank America.
America.
America, land of the free, home of the Whopper. I like the trailer. I like it flows well. It doesn't really tell you anything about the story.
I mean, it gives us enough. I mean, we know, the last trailer we got, okay, the mother boxes are going to open up the portal to bring in Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
This one is now we're getting the story where, okay, these heroes aren't together at first. They're going to come together.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we got from these two.
But you don't know what's happening. Not like...
We don't know what his intentions are for coming to the planet.
Like the Spider-Man trailer.
Mm-hmm.
How we saw it and we were like, we don't even have to see the movie.
Yeah.
We know exactly what's about to happen.
Exactly.
We don't know that. And I like that. I think the trailer shouldn't tell you anything about the story.
Yeah.
It should just showcase the characters and that's it.
I mean, we're going to get into it, honestly, tonight. And I know you're going to be listening to this afterwards. We are doing a live show, or we did a live show. By the time you listen to this, we will have done a live show for Star Wars Talk. And we're going to do a complete review of the trailer that's coming out tonight as the day that we're recording. And we're going to talk about that because I have a feeling that they're going to show some story points. The thing is you can show story points in a trailer. I believe you can, but it's about giving the right points away.
Yeah.
All right. So I think you can go two routes. You can either don't show anything about the story, or you have to show a little bit of the story. And the Spider-Man gave away too much.
Yeah. I hope Star Wars isn't like, okay, Reza Kenobi.
Justice League is doing the good thing because people are going to go see it. It's the Justice League. People are going to see it, so they're not going to show anything. Star Wars, while yes, it's Star Wars, everybody's going to go see Star Wars, I think it's going to be a bit different. I think they're going to show us a little bit. Just a little. So, that's my opinion. But keep going.
What were we talking about?
You're talking about the trailer of Justice League.
Oh. I was like, my brain was in Star Wars land. I'm sorry. I think the opening was very powerful, too. it was something that, like, it reiterated that Superman's dead.
Yeah.
Superman's not going to be there.
Which I think is really cool, because if you listen to it, and I apologize to whoever I saw this on Facebook, but they posted this excellent meme or picture where it has a picture of Superman and Lois in Batman vs. Superman, the moment where he goes, "You are my world." Mm-hmm. Okay? And then it comes and it shows a picture of the Justice League trailer. And after everything that's going on with where she sees him in the field and then she wakes up, you hear on a TV broadcast, it goes, "The world is mourning at the death of Superman."
Oh, that man.
So it just gave me chills saying it. So you sit there and you... So Lois was his world. Mm-hmm. And then you get that saying, "The world is in mourning." That means Lois is in mourning at the loss of Superman or at the death of Superman. It's just one of those one of those poetic things that Zack Snyder has done so well with this trilogy. And it's just...
I forget what it's called. It's... There's a word for it. I can't think of what it's called.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. No, we're illiterate here. We just rate movies. So, like, I like that. I also like how they kind of show the superheroes getting their asses beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, like...
I keep cutting you off here.
No,
You're making good points, because during that song, there's a point in the song, you know, where... or I don't know, maybe it's not the song. I think it's where Bruce Wayne actually says, you know, apart we can't, you know, we're not strong or something like that.
Yeah.
And it shows a scene where it shows the Flash running.
Yeah.
And then he trips and, you know, twists his ankle and hits into something, falls. And
Aquaman gets thrown into a pipe.
You see Wonder Woman getting beat down by Steppenwolf. You know, so you see all the characters getting beat down at one point. And then it's like, but together we can be heroes.
And that's when, like, you see...
And then they team up and
Aquaman throwing flying, his...
Yeah, and then he's flying through the air. Cyborg catches him and throws him further. Even though I rewatched that, and I know I'm probably wrong, but it kind of looks like Aquaman was flying for a second there. It's kind of weird, because I don't understand how Cyborg was holding him there. It just kind of looked weird to me. So
That's probably in post-production. They haven't cleaned that up yet.
Maybe. I don't know. It just kind of looked weird to me, but...
Aquaman can swim.
Yes.
Well, we'll break this down here. Aquaman can swim, and water vapor is in the air. So, theoretically saying he can swim in the air.
Maybe.
We're rationalizing here.
Yeah, I'm sure he can't fly. But
whatever. But he's swimming through the air, because water vapor, you know.
Yeah.
That's why fish can float. And that's about the birds and the bees.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Wow. No, I mean... And I also like High Point Gal Gadot. That's a pro. That's Gal Gadot's smile. That was definitely a pro of the trailer.
Mm-hmm. There, she has two smiles in that trailer. There's one moment where she helps Batman parademons off of his Batmobile.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And then she hits the ground, and then real quick you see the Flash zip right by her, and then she turns and has a smile. Whew, God, is it good? And then
not as good as Daisy Ridley.
And then there's one at the end, which adds to the humor of Ezra Miller, where he's like, "Hey, look, it's the Bat Single. That's your that means we should go, right? You know." And you know, there's a moment where Gal Gadot or you know Wonder Woman looks at Bruce Wayne there, and she just has that
his innocence.
Oh God, it's so adorable. It's so adorable. It's so nice. And then you see, you know, the smirk from Bruce Wayne, because they're just like, "Yeah, this is this kid. Yeah, this kid here."
There's one thing I didn't like about the trailer.
What?
Bruce Wayne shaved. I'm not joking. I think he looks better with a beard.
Probably not in the bat suit.
It doesn't matter. He's a fucking millionaire. He can put vents in shit.
Oh, man.
Are you not gonna... It's true.
Yeah, but...
If I was a multimillionaire and I'm fighting evil, I'm gonna be comfortable while
I don't want to see Batman with a beard. I'm sorry. Like, no. Bruce Wayne with a beard? Sure, Batman. I don't think it would be good.
Do you think his mask is going to come off at any point in time in the movie?
Why would it matter? Why does that have to do with anything?
Because
you'll see the beard under his, like, the bottom part of his face isn't covered. So you would see the beard.
Yeah, it is.
No, it... Oh, my God.
See, this is the moment where Bob starts to get pissed off. And this is the moment where I start to win. I'm in his head now.
No, what else you got on the trailer, buddy?
No, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
Again, like I said...
I'd give it 4.5 stars out of 5.
There you go. There you go. Good job, WB, Warner Brothers, and Justice League. Making Colton happy over there.
You know, 5 would have been like me doing it, but whatever.
I know I shouted him out last week on the solo episode, but I just want to give another shout out to Nerd Talkalypse.
Oh yeah, you guys are bros.
They are an excellent show. I know I can't. I don't say it enough. They are a great show. DJ Penhollow is the host of the show. He's an awesome guy.
He's our boy.
Definitely check out their show. Boy. It's called Nerd Talkalypse. It's just similar to our show. Just talk about a bunch of nerdy stuff. There's just set up a little more. It's structured there. That's the word I'm looking for. Structured a bit differently than ours is.
Ours is, we have structure.
Yeah, structure.
You try to make a building, and I'm over here with a fucking hammer just beating holes in walls.
But they are definitely an excellent podcast that I urge and encourage all of you to check out. Again, urge that is Nerd Talkalypse. This is a shorter than normal episode, but we have a lot of stuff that we're trying to get set up here for today's live Star Wars Talk podcast.
For once, Star Wars Talk is going to be the main focus.
Yeah. hopefully you check out, if you didn't tune in to our live Star Wars Talk show, it will be on YouTube. The episode will be up in podcast form this week at some point as well, probably Thursday or Friday as normal. So definitely make sure you check it out, because it's going to be a live, a truly live reaction to the Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer.
You're going to see me fall in love with Daisy Ridley all over again.
Check us out. Let us know what you think. Honestly, again, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you like and don't like about the show. If you don't like Colton, then I'll fire him. I don't care.
Fuck you. I'm your boss.
But honestly, let us know what you think. We will definitely take any questions that you have. I do want to do a question segment. I want to get questions. I want to, you know, definitely answer people's questions about
all five
things.
Of you guys send us three
questions.
Hey,
we're up to like 15 now.
All 15 of you guys. You guys are cool. I mean,
so
just send us shit.
You can email us at theremotecontrol@gmail.com. That's theremotecntrl.com or at gmail.com. I'm terrible at this. Let's try that again. TheRemoteControl@gmail.com.
Man, that was a weird time.
TheRemoteCNTRL@gmail.com. There we go. Did it good that time. We don't edit anything out here, so.
Yeah, it's fucking raw.
It's like, raw.
It's not even.
So email us any questions that you have about anything, whatever it is when it comes to entertainment, you know, movies, TV, music, video games, whatever. Ask away.
Yeah, group, Facebook, you know.
Yeah, hit us up there. Join our Facebook group, The Remote Control. That's where all the discussion is had about everything. We get a lot of our ideas for the show there. Then, you know, you can like us on our Facebook page. That's where you'll get updates on all of our shows and everything like that.
Yeah, our page is more for our podcast.
Yeah.
The group is more of
the discussion.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play
Music.
Blueberry. Yeah. I mean, we're almost anywhere you can find podcasts. So subscribe to us on one of those. Please, again, leave us a review. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, because we want to, you know, we want to get better. We want to get better at this. You know, we really love doing this. And
we've come a long way in like 6 months, seven months.
Yeah, it's definitely been a good time doing it too. So
we got equipment now. We can film. We're going to see our faces more often.
We're doing a lot more with YouTube now. I'm going to be doing a lot more reaction videos to different things that come out.
Nerd.
Pretty much. I haven't decided. I think this week, probably this coming Friday, I am going to do a YouTube video talking about the CW verse this past week on the first episodes of all of those. So it's going to kind of be a work in progress where I want to go with that and everything. If you're a big fan of the CW verse, check out our YouTube and subscribe there, because that's where you're going to catch that stuff. Again, YouTube is going to be different. We're going to put our shorter videos on YouTube, our shorter shows on YouTube. Our podcast is going to be for our longer hour plus long episodes.
Yeah.
And then our specials will probably be on YouTube as well as our live shows and stuff. So with that said, though, I think that's it. Do you have anything else there, Colton?
No. I mean, maybe look for some Let's Plays, because I do have all my stuff slowly getting set up.
Yeah, and we're going to be posting that on YouTube as well. So, again, this has been Robert from The Remote Control. With me was
the skinniest of peas,
Colton Bird. All right, we will talk to you guys next week. Take it easy.